Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and also talks with us on Monday morning as we take a look at things going on. And yikes, it was busy this weekend, but next weekend, it's really going to be busy, Ruth.
I have no more room on my calendar for next weekend. It's just too crowded. Impossible, but...
But, you know, they
it's
made
that
a,
time of year.
Yeah, they made a good call in North Canaan last night by postponing their
parade
of lights because it's going to be tonight and it's going to be much, much nicer weather tonight.
Would have been really soggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, busy week. Started off in North Canaan with the veteran celebration at North Canaan Elementary School, which is always, as they are in every school, really, really very sweet. A lot of the veterans had grandchildren there, and they partnered, and everybody was given a certificate, and they were. It was just lovely. Kids read poems and sang, and so I'm just really glad that they make kids aware of what the veterans have done. We started off the Christmas season now with, well, first of all, the Thanksgiving dinner at Pilgrim House is always a success.
Yep.
It's a community dinner, and as we've said in the past, everybody is welcome, and the food was flowing, and Paul Ramuni was on his accordion, was keeping everybody entertained, and it's always a nice event. And Bev Becker, while there weren't as many people physically at site, she talked about, she's the organizer, she said they had given out 41 meals that day to take out, and the leftovers always go to the residents of Wongham Village. So nobody was hungry this past weekend.
That's great. It's a great event, yeah.
It really is. So, okay, and we had Cornwall Reads Cornwall on Saturday night. Kids, authors reading their works, which is always interesting in the packed house. And I got a chance to see the Festival of Trees at Noble. Amazing, just amazing, the creativity that's there. It always makes me realize how little I have. It's just incredible. God bless Mary Barton. Every year she does a figure in pine cones. Well, this year it's a rooster, and it is so authentic. It's amazing. And that's just one of the many, many beautiful things that were there. The theme this year is the Nutcracker Suite, and some people really took off and did some great stuff on that.
And that all leads up to their big party on Saturday night.
On Saturday night, where they'll open the bids, bid winners, and then there's a live and silent auction. And, you know, Marcia, what's really sweet is they have a loving tree, and people can put in any amount they want, basically, and it goes for little items for the residents, such as a trip to the beauty shop or an ice cream cone or something just to make their lives a little better. And the tree was filled. It was filled.
That's
so
great. That's
really
absolutely
very
great.
Sweet. And that festival is put on, it's a fundraiser for by the auxiliary, and this year they said they spent $25,000 they gave to Noble to upgrade the wiring for fiber optics. So I mean, they really do a wonderful job to make the lives better for the residents of Noble. Okay, so and then as I said, I stopped at the high school, and sale is up and running. And folks, you better go get your tree now, because as you remember, last year they had to close early. They sold out. Business was so brisk on Saturday, it's probably going to happen again. So those who need trees, it's open every day. So I would suggest you get there.
They say it's open every day till December 21st, but if it's like last year,
they were closed early.
They were closed early, very early, yeah.
Very early. And there's beautiful poinsettias and wreaths and cheese.
Roping and all that stuff. Yeah.
All that. So get to the high school, support the FFA, and get your tree. Okay, so looking ahead, I have zero meetings.
There's very little meetings.
This is that time of the month.
Yeah, but it's made up with the hometown holidays in Salisbury, the Sharon tree lighting
Sharon
ceremony.
Luminary.
Luminaries. Once again, they already have 1,000 luminaries.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's going to be Saturday, they light them?
Yep, they light them right before the tree lighting
ceremony. Tree lighting on Saturday. We have the... before then, there are just loads of things.
Well, the Merry and Bright thing in Salisbury goes on Saturday.
Isn't that on
Sunday.
The 4th?
That's on both days.
Both days, yeah. Okay. And then Ski and Skate is Saturday morning at the firehouse. Those of you who want to buy used or new skis, skates, should stop by. It's put on by Swasa. Great deals. And you can sell stuff if you have it that you'd like to get rid of.
You just have to bring the stuff to sell on Friday because I can't accept it on Saturday.
Exactly. Right. So there's a place to go. Sharon Methodist Church has its fair on Saturday. Cornwall, I believe, has its UCC fair on Saturday. As we said, Salisbury's Merry and Bright is that weekend. I mean... there is no excuse for sitting home.
Trinity Lime Rock, I think, has their tree lighting ceremony on Saturday as well.
Okay. So it's just packed full this weekend. And I don't know, can you tell us the weather looking out that far?
Well, right now, and it's a week ahead, so it's not the most accurate thing in the world. We might get some rain on Saturday into Sunday morning. But... like I said, it's a week out, and that can change.
And it won't stop people from going out anyway.
No.
It's just so much to do. And just in advance, please remember the hospital hearing on closing the labor and delivery unit is on the 6th of December. And those who want to testify have to register in advance. So there are Zoom notices and postings all over the place to find out the link to how to do that. It's going to start. The public testimony, I believe, is in the afternoon. So very important for people to remember that. And I think that's...
that's it. That's right.
I mean,
there's obviously more stuff. But
there's more going on. Mohawk has opened for skiing. Hunt Library is holding a holiday making card and tag making workshop on December 3rd. It's just
they also have a pop up shop that runs every day. I think up until Christmas.
So I think we've gotten into every town. It's just incredible. So.
If you complain that there's nothing to do in our area this week, then
you have a problem.
Big problem.
Big problem. As I say, I can't fit it all in the on the calendar for Saturday and Sunday. It's just way too busy. But let's hope the weather cooperates, and let's hope everybody can get out there and support all these. You know, most of these are all run by nonprofits who can use the money. So not only is there great to be... out there with friends and cheering on bringing on the cheer of the season, but helping to support these organizations. Yeah. I mean, and a lot of them depend on this. This is their big fundraiser around Christmas time.
And like we said, at Housatonic, the store is open.
And the kids are...
completely run by students, completely.
The kids are so good. Yeah. I was watching them as they put trees on top of cars and help people choose their trees or saw the bottoms off or help them, you know, with the cash stuff. What a great learning opportunity for these students. And we've heard over the years, you know, this has helped so many students in their future endeavors, learning how to deal with the public, learning how to, the business end of things. And the FFA staff does a fabulous job.
All right, Ruth, we'll check with you next week.
Well, I may be asleep next week after this. But yes. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Ruth's stories at rep-am.com on the web.